I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. How you doing?
Good.
I feel like my headphones are kind of low.
Do you want me to turn it up?
Or maybe we're just being really loud.
Those club classics?
Club classics. Club classics.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had to turn mine down because I almost blew up my fucking eardrum when I turned it on.
Nice.
What was I going to say? Are those the same glasses you wore last week?
No.
Okay. The ones you wore last week, everyone was asking. They are Loewe.
They are. Oh, they were asking like what brand they
are?
Oh yeah, they're Loewe glasses.
And then what are the ones you're wearing now?
These are Desi. D-E-Z-I.
Wait, when did you get those?
My stylist Jill gave them to me at the commercial shoot I did.
Okay, because those are going super viral.
Viral
on the TikTok. So
yeah, they are. Desi makes one hell of a sunglasses.
Are they big girl, big head friendly?
Clearly, they're on my head.
Can I give it a whirl?
Sure. Take them for a spin.
Oh my god, these are so tight.
They feel tight, but once they're on, they don't.
I also just don't like wearing the sunglasses with the headphones. That's why I don't like to do high episodes.
You just get overstimulated.
I think I'm going to get those blackout contacts and I'll wear those when we do another high episode.
Oh my God.
And
I have something
everyone
so...
everyone will be too scared to look in my eyes.
I have something so vulnerable I have to talk to you.
Okay. Wait. First, before we get into that, we did change the location. I want to make sure we address that.
Hello? Yeah. Nobody freak out.
I had half a sip of Drew's weed drink and I feel a little insane. I will say that.
And Drew had at least 4 to 5 sips. So
big girl
same.
Sips.
So same in the feeling insane part.
Sure.
Continue.
So we are in Oso Grande. We are in Big
Oso
Bear.
Muy grande.
Muy grande. We are in Las Montañas. We're in Big Bear.
In Las Montañas. Para
mi papi. Las cumpleaños de... Or los cumpleaños de...
Los cumpleaños de mi papá.
De sus papá. Nuestro papá.
De mi padre.
It's my dad's birthday. You guys.
Guys.
It's my dad's birthday.
It's my dad's birthday. And guys, we're in Big Bear because it's my dad's birthday. Okay? Basically, we're on a little vacation situation. So we're in a different spot, obviously. And we decided to film up here because we figured it'd be better. And
we'd be less tired.
Yeah. And I've been working for 30 days and 30 nights for the last however many weeks we're in the year. So it was just easier to film up here.
And guess what? It's only February.
Yeah, that shit's fucking crazy. It upsets me.
Let that sink in.
Team.
Wait, by the time
I'm gonna crack the seal on this protein.
Do you want me to hold it while you do it?
Oh no.
Hold that. Okay. I was gonna say I'm gonna fix your little hat because it's crooked and I hate it.
My little hat.
Yeah, on this.
Oh. Who's wearing a hat?
Not me. I did. I already had my protein earlier or whatever, in case everyone was wondering.
I had half a chomp in the car on the way up.
I ate a whole one. Nothing you know, like it.
Those Fairlife proteins are so delicious because they taste like chocolate milk.
Can I try that one?
Yeah.
I've only tried the Core Power. They're both Fairlife, but I don't know the difference.
What I will be saying, Core Power has more protein in my limited knowledge, I think. What I will say, though, is...
Core Power is better.
Yeah, Core Power is better. Although these taste delicioso, they give you the breath of a stinky Caca. Breath person.
Poop.
They give you halitosis, I guess is my point.
Yeah, they make your breath smell like poop. Sorry, teen.
Which is so bad. So terrible. Anyways, what's going on with me?
You guys, I just finished Bob's Burgers all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very sad. So now I'm watching The Great North. And I forgot I've already watched like probably like half of the first season.
I've watched a few episodes of that.
And it's really funny.
When it like finished and just automatically starts anew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny. I like it so far.
Nice.
I am sad though. It's not like I can't go back and go watch them. I can't.
I know, but it's not the same.
No.
Like when, like the joy you feel going through it. That's how I felt with Modern Family. Because I had so much fun watching it. And then I was like, no.
I also started rewatching Parks and Rec, but I only got through the first episode and I was like, I have already watched this. I don't like rewatching shit. I think it's boring.
Yeah.
I can't relate.
Right.
I've never finished.
Fuck would do that.
I don't think I've ever finished New Girl, but I don't feel like that's a journey I want to go back on.
Honestly, it's not worth finishing. It is worth watching up until a certain season.
I mean, I think I did, so that's why it's fine.
But like the ending sucks, and even the cast of New Girl has said that because they rushed the ending because they wanted to end the show.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, what was I gonna say? Oh, my vulnerable thing.
Oh, let's hear it,
team. Before I get into this, I need you guys to hold space for me, and just know that this is part curiosity. Okay?
Okay.
I've been getting up TikToks about a game, and I was like, what game is this?
Sure.
So, of course, I clicked on the hashtags. That has now led me down a rabbit hole to which I get these TikToks all the fucking time.
Okay.
And it's about a game that is an app that's like a POV kind of thing. It's literally like animated fan fiction, but it's like in the style of anime. But
is this not what is it called?
It's called like Love in Deep Space or some shit like that.
Okay.
Someone will know what I'm talking about. Someone in this chat is going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Is that what it's called? Or are you assuming?
No, the name of the app is called like Love in Deep Space or some shit like that.
So you don't know the name of it?
Not the exact name, but it has Love, Deep, and Space in it. Anyways, the clips that I had been seeing were of this man who is large and in shape. And he's wearing an outfit that could only be described as like a figure skater meets dominatrix, because it's like a bolo or whatever the fuck they call those things. When it's just
bolero.
On your arm. Bolero. It looks like a bolero. Bolo's a tie. Bolero.
Just it's like, arms.
Yeah, just the arms. And obviously his smoking hot bod is out.
Okay.
And he's got like kind of hanging hair, and he has like almost like a Catwoman mask on, and he's like in a cage, and you're playing the girl. And you're like, he's like, come here. You don't want to come closer. And you like pick your dialogue and shit. Now.
Did you download it and you're playing it?
Listen to me carefully. Have I downloaded it yet? No.
Okay.
Did I look it up in the app store and did my finger hover over the button? Yes.
Okay.
Then I thought to myself, this is too much. Mm-hmm. Need to chill.
Okay.
I need to look into it first before I do anything like this. Mm-hmm. So then, of course, I start getting all the TikToks because I opened that door up myself. Mm-hmm. And then when in looking at more TikToks about it, I have now come to find that it's kind of like Episode.
Okay.
But you have to spend a lot of money in order to get to like good
shit. Episode. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But this is like, it looks like 3D animation. It's not like 2D. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're like AI almost. Mm-hmm. And there's like hundreds of different prompts apparently.
Okay.
All with different scenarios of you being the love interest of these men or women. Or I don't know if it spans gender identities or anything, or sexualities.
Okay.
No clue. I've just been seeing people play this one of the dude in the cage.
Okay.
And they love him. He's got a lot of fans. He's got a lot of edits on TikTok.
Of this character from the game.
Yes. And I wish I was kidding.
Okay.
And I'm not.
And he's always in that fit. He never changes.
No, because he's like, apparently he was like at once a really great boyfriend and then something happened and now he's like turning into a monster.
Un monstera.
That's a plant. He's turning into a monster.
Okay.
And she still loves him. So she's like trying to get him to go back to normal. Some shit like that.
Okay.
I'm piecing it together through the TikToks. I don't know the real story. But you can like hook up with them and shit. But I don't think you see anything. But they do talk out loud. So it's kind of like audiobooks and...
Quinn.
Yeah. It's like Quinn and fan fiction, which is Quinn essentially. But you and then 3D animation. It's all those things combined.
Sure.
With fantasy elements incorporated.
Okay.
And I just need to know if anyone has downloaded it and how your experience has been.
I download it?
And I am not casting judgment or aspersions. Clearly, I'm fucking looking it up. So no room for judgment. At least not from me.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious. It's piqued my interest. Have I downloaded it yet? No.
Okay.
I did try to find community with a couple other people. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. I'm feeling vulnerable and alone. So now I'm appealing to the chat to see if they have any thoughts on it, experience. I'm open to it all.
Okay.
So that's my vulnerable thing. Anyways.
Okay. I'm like, just
That's been going on. That's what's going on with me.
It's like, I know I'm just processing what you're saying. Yeah.
I guess that's just all that's going on with me. I also did SAG.
Yeah.
SAG Awards.
You met a bunch of people.
I sure did. And I thought about making a TikTok about this. We'll see. I thought about doing like a rapid fire commonly asked questions I've been getting about the SAG Awards because a lot of the videos are out and there's just, I'm getting the same comments. The most asked question I'm getting is how tall is Timothy Chalamet? Because I got to, you know.
I've never heard of him. Is he like an up and coming?
I don't know. Some fucking
actor
guy.
Actor or sorts? Why were people so mad?
Dune.
Oh, okay. You should have said
he's
that.
He's the leader of Dune.
Dune and Dune Worm.
Dune and Dune 2.
he's Dune too much. I liked his speech about saying, I want to be one of the greats. I think he is a fantastic actor, so I get what he's saying. But I saw people saying, like, well, you're white. Of course you're going to be one of the greats. I'm all, well, you didn't say that.
Yeah, well, now we're having a completely different conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like, the point they're trying to make is fair. It's just, it's not applicable to this speech.
Yeah.
You want to talk about him being mediocre? That's what you would call an opinion.
Yeah.
But like, I do think he is a fantastic actor. Mm-hmm. Like in anything he's been in, he's phenomenal. It's mm-hmm. true. That's fucking true.
Mm-hmm.
Has his whiteness benefited him? Yeah. I'm sure he knows that too, to some extent. You know what I mean? Whether or not he owns it and walks in it, I can't speak to.
Sure.
But like if we're talking skill, he's got them. He's got the fucking chops.
He's an incredible actor.
Really yeah, he's an unbelievable actor. I've watched him in so many things and he's fantastic in all of them. So I was like, and you're talking to a number one white guy hater.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and now that I've met him, like I don't get any sinister, weird vibes. He's a very normal dude. Like when I talked to him, I was like telling Brittany and Dayson after, because everyone was like, oh my God, did you tell Brittany? Yeah, of course I did, dude.
Who's Brittany?
Who the fuck is that?
Did you tell Brittany, but you just talked about her? What if you're
no
like,
shit.
You guys, come on.
What if I was like, why would I do that?
No.
When I was in the car heading home, probably 30 minutes after I met him, I was telling Dayson and Brittany at the same time. So. Yes. That's another most asked question I've been getting.
What?
Is if I told Brittany. Yes. Next. When I was telling Dayson and Brittany about him, like he's normal. Brittany knows, she's met him too. He's like, when you start talking to him, he's just like a guy. That's how I see all actors, mind you. Like any celebrity, that's how I see them.
Some of them are a little odd where you're like, that guy's
a
weirdo.
No, they're fucking weirdos. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've said that before. Like so many celebrities are weird.
Like I would say more than most
like,
of them.
Yeah,
are.
Like you're looking at a strong 85% of them.
Like I'm trying to think of someone I've met who is a celebrity. I feel like the closest I've ever been to celebrities, besides your show, is which there's a lot of freaks that come on your show too.
Yeah.
is when we went to the People's Choice Awards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we went to that party and there was an actor there that I've seen in a bunch of stuff. And he's
really famous.
He wanted to be noticed so bad and it was humiliating to watch.
Yeah.
And then I realized him and I were the same height, which also felt a little humiliating, even though I don't care about men and they can be as tall or short as they want to be. Because I feel like that's a choice that they make.
I think if they tried harder, they'd be taller.
Yeah, that's why Timmy's going to be one of the greats, because he tries really hard to be tall.
He's trying his hardest, clearly.
I did meet a reality star at that party, and she was really rude to me. I don't think I've ever met a reality star. Well, I've met a couple that are nice, but most of them are very rude.
We haven't met many, but if we met five, let's say we've met 10 reality TV stars.
Yeah.
Probably two of them are nice.
And I don't want to tell you guys which ones. Because most of them are white, and I don't know which ones have had weird allegations.
I also personally, and this is me being super dead ass, never fucking know who they are.
No, it's usually me.
I'm not being a dick. I have no clue because I do not watch shit like that ever.
Well, because so
like they're never on my for you. Like anything Vanderpump, don't bother.
I was gonna
don't
say,
bother.
Yeah.
Don't bother. I could go to Newport Beach and I could be like, sure, that's the Vanderpump cast. Don't care. My brain does not absorb it. Doesn't care to.
Now I'm not even talking about shows like
Peace
that.
And love,
I'm
though.
Talking about like, you know, they put out like 12 new seasons of Love Is Blind.
Yeah,
every
like
year?
Love Is Blind, Two Out to Handle. I don't group know. Them all the same. Yeah. I just like I truly and I'm being not like. I'm a cool girl. I just like genuinely don't watch that shit. Mm-hmm. You guys know I never watch anything new anyways.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
But also,
no, but I'm saying I don't know who they are, and then I meet them, and then I'll be like, oh wait, I know of you, like I've seen them whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're fucking rude.
That's what I said. Out of the 10, if we're looking at an average 10, two we've met have been really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And really cool and normal. Mm-hmm. And get this, they're always a person of color. No, we've met, like, out of the 10 we've met, two that were really nice and normal. Mm-hmm. The rest of them are the worst. But I categorize them with influencers, mm-hmm. who are also the worst, because there are a lot of influencers that are fucking awful too.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
I truly feel like reality TV stars and influencers, we all sit in the same pool. What distinguishes us and who is who fucking sucks and who doesn't, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm saying that as a very, very fucking humble influencer, dude. You know what I mean? Like, there's no shame in being an influencer. I think that sometimes they make me feel ashamed to be an influencer, like people who suck.
Yeah.
Like the Paul brothers are a perfect example. Mm-hmm. But anywho.
The guy with the smile in our last episode.
Who?
The guy with the great smile in our last episode that everyone did guess in the comments.
You just know someone told, a girl told him one time sophomore year he had a great smile.
Everyone knew in the comments. And I'm not verifying which ones, but you guys, a lot of you were right, so.
Whatever.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
I didn't make the joke. In fact, I wish I did make that joke. I would take full fucking credit for that shit. I wish I did make that joke myself. Anyways, back to the SAG Awards.
Oh yeah. So Drew said she met Timmy.
Oh yeah.
How tall is he?
If I had to guess, I would say he's like 5'10", 5'11".
Google says 5'10".
There you go. So, but here's the thing, team. I had no shoe on. I had a shoe, but it was a flat sandal. He had a high-heeled boot. That's why he's the same height as me. Mm-hmm. So that's not me being small. That's him being pushed up to be my height. Either way, though, what I will say, hair and his, like, gangly body makes him look a lot taller in person.
Yeah.
It's until we're eye level. I'm like, well, obviously. And I've always say this, too. Even in making fun of as many short, terrible men as I have in the past, that like my perception of who is tall is skewed the opposite way of most people, which is like, I'm tall. I grew up around tall people. I grew up around tall men. Like, so my version of tall is completely different from other people's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like, he may be fucking enormous to you, but to me, he's a very normal size. Taller than most men I interviewed, to be quite honest with you.
Okay.
You know who is shockingly tall? Jack Quaid.
Yeah.
He's like 6'3", I want to say. Like, Shockingly tall.
Cousin is tall too.
Yeah, he's probably like 6'2". Yeah. So like it's same thing. Like I will say what I'm grateful for. I had someone randomly ask me recently if I had anyone I interviewed at SAG was rude or weird. Honestly, hand to Bible, no. Nobody was rude. And I was like so pleasantly surprised at that.
That's nice.
And my theory was that the SAG Awards is
the end.
Yes, you're getting to the end and they're like, oh, finally.
Because that one includes TV too. So those guys are done.
Yes, that's their last one. Yeah. But also I think it's because they vote for each other. Mm-hmm. And so it feels more genuine and less like rigged or political.
Sure.
And I think that's why they're all in a really good mood. Because I got to talk to Michelle Yeoh and she was so lovely. And I know for a fact, because I did Wicked LA, that like she was over it by the end of that press tour, which I don't blame them at all. I can't.
And LA was not even the end of it.
Not even the end. And I think
Ariana just posted that they just finished.
Yeah,
they
did, because like, they Japan did Japan and all that. I cannot imagine. When I talked to Marissa, who plays Nessa Rose, when I talked to her, I was like, are you tired? You've been doing press for like, I think 20 years.
Yeah.
And she started laughing and she was like, it is exhausting, but I am happy to do it. It's like, you know, it's just part of the job and I love my job. But I was like, damn, I can't imagine.
Yeah, she brought her girlfriend.
Yes, it was. It was so cute. And she was really sweet too. And Michelle Yeoh was in a good ass mood, because I've been in a carpets where she didn't do press at all. She walked right past everybody. She was like, no, fuck that. Which I don't blame her for. And at this one she was like, sure, why not, then came over and she was having a ball. She had a ball with
and
me.
And by the time you guys see this, you'll have seen that Drew did stuff with the Oscars.
Yeah,
I'm sure it was so much fun.
How'd it go? Hopefully good. But yeah, everyone was really, really cool, really fun, and loved my snacks. Also, the most popular snack that I gave away was chomps.
What color though?
Beef.
Okay.
Yeah. I had a couple turkey ones. Yeah, I had turkey ones too. I had
Have
a couple
you tried
take turkey.
The jalapeno?
Did you see I talked to Kitty? Exo Kitty?
Yeah, of course I did. You didn't ask her if I could be in season 3, so I didn't really care. Did you tell her how much we love Exo Kitty?
I didn't get a chance to tell her that, no. She was really sweet. She was there on time too, which is crazy.
I also couldn't believe that you didn't bring up Chicken Girls to her because you guys both worked for Brat TV.
I didn't know that Exo Kitty was on Chicken Girls.
No, she is. She is the chicken girl in Chicken Girls.
Exo Kitty is?
That Anna Kath Cart, or however you say her last name, Cat Cart, her.
Really?
Yeah, she's the chicken girl.
I'm like.
And she was in Descendants. You are not familiar with her lore, and it's.
Well,
shows.
Clearly. She was really sweet, though. And she was on time. Which is crazy because they're never on time. If carpet opens at 2:30, all of them are getting there at 3:45 or 4:00. And it closes at 4:30. And I'm standing there, and I've been standing there since, you guessed it, 11 a.m. So at SAG Dude, I stood for 9 hours straight. No, nary a seat. I'm going to start getting, I literally.
Get that little one that you can punch through.
Yeah. The film guys, like the dudes, the grips, the key grips and all them, the camera dudes, they always have those. Also.
Do you have a lot of time for sitting though?
Not really. Well, actually the longest periods of time I have for sitting are before and after. Like that's the longest time, but obviously during, no, not necessarily. But some people were like, why didn't she put him in a basket? You guys don't get it. When I go and do these carpets, bro, I get dropped off most likely a mile and a half away. Sometimes I have to take a shuttle where the fuck I gotta go. And then when I get there, I gotta go through two things of security. You guys have no idea. You guys wouldn't last a day in the asylum I was raised. I truly am. I'm traveling. That was the most efficient I've ever packed and the fastest I've ever like gotten in and out because I'm getting the hang of it. But I am going to upgrade my snacks. All right. Chill out. And says the person who commented the name of the dispensary that is printed on that bag, delete your fucking comment. Okay. That's my work bag. Nobody needs to know what I do in my time off.
Okay, we're going to move into this week's topic. We're doing a part two of niche red flags in men. Did you have any that you wanted to add from last week? I feel like we got a lot of good ones.
No, I don't think so. I feel like I've said so many already, so many times.
Okay, this first one is from Nicole. She's part of our Patreon. She said, when a man posts a photo shoot with his friends, something about imagining them all posing for the camera gives me really bad vibes. And bonus points if they're all in front of a car, all making the same face.
A photo shoot? With the bros? Period, poo. I really hope... I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. That wasn't like a wedding. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think of like any instance in which you would like link up with your friends to take pictures of yourself.
Well, you know how like they make fun of like girls. Men that are in business that, and they do like the
yeah,
photo
but then they're
the
like
cars.
They're like promoting like something. Yeah. I'm saying I, like the way I'm picturing it is like when you take family photos, like,
like
you
on
all,
the beach, or
you
in
all
a
wear
field.
Something in a similar color,
wearing
palette.
White tops and blue jeans. Yeah,
yeah, like you do black bottoms, red tops, red and then you stand on a bridge under the fall tree. And then you say happy holidays from whatever. That's like how I'm picturing it.
From
like,
the bros.
I'm not thinking car photo shoots too are different because like that's honestly worse because it's of your fucking vehicle. Mm-hmm. But like, and like, why are you putting porn lighting on your Honda Civic? Like, why would you ever do that?
Do men do photo shoots? That's what I'm,
that's what I'm saying.
Think.
Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking of the way like they just got together and all took pics. Like, don't do that. You guys aren't allowed to do that. That's for girls. That's for girls. You're not allowed to touch. I'm enforcing a gender stereotype. That's for girls. That is not for you. Don't you ever fucking do that. Even when they do grooms ones, I'm always kind of, I kind of find it funny.
Yeah. Or like, you know, when they do baby showers and then they get like the husband and then like the dad and then all their guy friends together. It makes me laugh.
I don't ever need that picture. Like, you with your friends. Like,
I don't care that you have friends.
No, and it's always like, well, the people who do that, like, their friends suck. You're like, I don't want a picture of you. Because men who prioritize shit like that, a lot of times to me, like, it's only in terms of, like, showing off or something. But outside of that, like, you guys don't even know each other's birthdays. Like, you guys don't get each other gifts for Christmas. Like... You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of communal hang, which is borderline obligatory at that point, like, you guys, like, don't know anything about each other and don't care.
Yeah, like, what's his birthday?
Yeah, and, like, you know, and I mean in a way that's not, like, a, when you type, happy B-day, bro, like, on their Instagram. I mean, like, you go and see them and you give them a gift that means something and it's, like, happy birthday. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you seen that TikTok where that guy said, POV, you're the group chat after a dude just got engaged? And then he's going, congrats, bro. And then it's just him in another part of the house. Congrats. And he's like, let's go, LFG. It's like, that's how dudes talk to each other. Like, that's just so different. So that's why I'm allowed to make fun of your stupid pictures, because you guys don't actually care about each other.
Yeah.
You just like want people to think you have friends, which like, why?
That's embarrassing. Yeah. I feel that.
Men just like, everything they do.
This next one's from Jay. They're also part of our Patreon. They put a few in here, but the funniest one in here is they just wrote, own a ring light.
That's really real.
That's funny.
That's very real. They're like, what if they're content creators? No, you're not.
Well, that just gave me the itch.
Well, as a content creator, I don't think you are one.
Oh, that's a red flag. That's for girls.
A ring light. And then when they take pictures, you can see the reflection in, their eyes. So. Please stop doing that. If you have a ring light.
Stop. Stop
get
that.
Get a different light so that it's not as obvious.
You know that Michael Jordan audio goes, stop that.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah. own a ring light. Or one that I said once that makes Adam laugh every time I repeat it to him is when they have one neon strip light and it's under their, it's like on their kitchen counter or underneath the lip at the bottom. And they have a black velvet couch. And they
or
also
a black leather couch, yeah.
And they also have a ring light.
Yeah.
But they always have that neon strip in the kitchen and it's always purple.
And just one.
Yeah, it's just one across the counter.
No, like, but
in
the back light. It's not even long enough to do the
Yeah, it's like backlight, but it's only the length of the cabinet and not the length of the counter. Mm-hmm. Men used to go to war. Do you guys remember that? Now they're buying purple strip neon lights on Amazon. They're buying neon strip lights from a man they idolize.
This next one's also from someone from our Patreon. Her name is Patty. She said, full grown men calling each other by their gamer tag out in real life in public, as in never using their real name between each other. I started to date a guy whose name was John, and he had gone to Vegas for a bachelor's party, and he's giving me a recap on the weekend, and he kept referring to one of his friends as Vortex. And I was like, who the fuck is that? And she said, and then he said, his name is Mark, but his gamer tag is Vortex, so that's what I call him. And then I asked, well, what's your gamer tag? And he said, they call me Player John. They refer to each other as Vortex and Player John. They weren't even cool names. And honestly, I think the lack of imagination is what got me.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
Also, Vortex was introducing himself as Vortex to women in Vegas while sober.
Player John.
Let me tell you something. If you have a funny Instagram name, or at one point you did, that's what I call you behind your back. That's what I call you. That's how I distinguish who we're talking about.
That's how you're always referred to.
Like, there was a girl in high school. Her name is, I'm going to make it up right now, was Alexa. And her Instagram name, she would change it all the time, like once a week.
Yeah.
And at one point it was Alexa Loves the Beach. And that made me laugh so hard. So that's what I called her until I graduated. Alexa Loves the Beach.
It's true. We still do it.
We still call her Alexa.
And we tell all our closest friends that.
Yeah.
And so they also use those reference names now too.
You gotta. How are you supposed to know any? I don't know anyone's real names. I only know you by your gamer tags.
I can't imagine a grown man playing video games so often with another set of grown men, like multiples.
Mm-hmm.
So much so to the point where, like, you feel like that's a nickname. Like, and clearly they went to Vegas for a bachelor party, so they have to be over 21.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming late, I'm assuming 30s, to be quite honest with you. To think that you're a grown man in your 30s being like, that's my buddy Vortex. Like, I'm not calling you that.
Yeah.
What's your government name? That's what I'm going to call you. Or I'm not going to call you at all and you'll never see me again because we're not going to be hanging out anymore.
Sure.
Player John. If I had my Louise ears on, they would be down. Player John. Like, he's a player.
Well, and then that's his gamer tag, is Player John. It's like user 1, 2.
You know what he should have made it? John Smith.
Yeah. That's better than Player John.
Yeah. John Smith.
The good one.
It's fuck John Smith. That's funny.
Sure.
And my name's John. I hate John Smith. Now we're cooking with some gas.
Yeah. There's some creativity in there. I feel that.
I think Billy's is like, it's Ball So Hard University, but it's BSHU grad. And a lot of times people ask him, what college?
I asked him the first time I saw it. I was like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of gamer tags that are just so fucking crude and on the nose. They're funny.
Yeah.
So, Senator Ligma, like, that's funny.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It should have been, I don't know, it should have been, I'm trying to think of another one. Player Segundis. Now we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I got Dylan with that joke?
Segundis?
No, I got it with a Ligma joke.
Yeah, that's Dylan. She's a little gullible.
That's what I call the straightest part of my humor is shit like that and like anything involving sports. Like, that's the straightest part of my humor, and I wish I didn't have that. I wish I could rip it out.
Okay.
Like a rotting tooth. I wish I could rip it out. Can't. Tried. Anywho. Yeah, that guy's lame as fuck. I'm glad you're no longer talking to that dude.
Vortex.
Oh, my buddy Vortex.
Vortex was telling me earlier that...
I bet Vortex was getting worked for drinks all fucking weekend.
Like, yeah, he thought he lost all, was going to lose money gambling, but it was buying bitches drinks all weekend.
Yeah, and calling himself Vortex and thinking anybody in the room is taking him seriously. You are out of your fucking mind.
This next one is also from someone in our Patreon. Her name is Tabitha. She said, if they have an Audi belly button, like, grow up.
I don't know, push it in or something. That's something I'm going to gender
yours
too.
You didn't even try.
I'm going to gender that too. It's that's for only girls. For girls. For anyone that's not a man.
Yeah, a cis man. Yeah.
Anyone who doesn't fall under that umbrella can have an Audi belly button. Push it in. Cut it off.
Okay, well, get rid of it. I hate it.
Cut it off like a bread tie.
This next one's from M. She's also part of our Patreon. And she said, when a man asks to hit my Benjamin, go get your own brokey.
Yeah, there's something so like, ugh, when they're like, let me have some.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Get away from me.
When they ask to hit my pen, you're crazy.
What men are you hanging around? No one ever asks to hit my pen because I'm not hanging around men.
You know what's funny is in most circles, I am offering my pen and nobody wants it. In every circle I'm in, no one wants to partake with me.
Okay.
Most times. But I'm someone that like has it on my person,
mm-hmm.
and I can do anything with that. I can touch the sky as long as my pen is alongside me.
The as pen is my sword.
As long as me and my pen are walking hand in hand, I know things are going to be okay.
I'm going to be all right.
At the end of the day, I'm going to be fine.
Okay, this next one's from Kayla. This is not from our Patreon. She said, and I don't understand this.
Kayla's not in the Patreon.
She's not. She said, when they don't have any pillows on in their home, yes, including on the bed, because pillows are bad for you. What are you saying to me, Kayla, when you say that?
Pillows are bad for you? Like your spirit or your body?
Pillows are bad for you?
I was wondering what would break fast. Have you seen all those Bane audios?
No.
All right. No community found. Got it.
I'm on lesbian TikTok. I'm not on Bane TikTok.
I'm on lesbian TikTok too, mind you.
Okay.
You haven't seen all the Bane stuff resurfacing? Like it? Who was it? Tom Hardy as Bane?
Mm-hmm.
I had never watched that Batman. I don't know if you did.
No, that's like the only one I haven't seen.
Yeah, I've never watched that Batman, but people are like recirculating his quotes. And I think part of it is because Justin Mailata, who's on the Eagles, yes. and they won the Super Bowl.
He played rugby.
Yeah, he's an Australian dude.
Mm-hmm.
An Australian Sam.
Yo.
Yeah. He did a mic'd up one game, and there was... He's like a big shit talker. So
you're explaining the genesis of why this is on the internet?
Yeah.
Does it sound like something that would be on my FYP?
No, but this is where I'm going with it. Watch, okay. You'll see the thread. It's obviously has nothing to do with the Eagles or sports. He was mic'd up one time and he's just a big silly goose. Like he's a big shit talker.
I've seen him.
Like,
he's funny.
Like all Sams, yeah. right? And he does something. He has a really good block because he's a defensive end. And he's like walking alongside his opponent and he's talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I was wondering what would break first, mm-hmm. your spirit or your body?
Mm-hmm.
And they get really mad and he starts laughing.
Okay.
So I think because people love him, that's why that started recirculating.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is the thread. People are clipping the part from Bane's Batman where he's like, this bank manager that basically they were in cahoots together. Now he's like double crossing him, Bane.
Okay.
And then he's like, no, I'm in charge. And then he goes, do you feel in charge? And that's why women are geeking about that bullshit. That's what made me think it might be on yours. Because people are being freakazoids about it.
Oh, where they're like, wait, do it again?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, wait, hold up.
Yeah. Wait,
I might be into this.
How do you spell, does Bane have an A in it when I'm looking it up?
Does Bane have an A?
A joke, like if I needed help spelling it so I could Google it. I know how to spell fucking Bane.
I thought you were being serious.
No.
And I think you and I can both agree that
B-A-N-E, Bane. I know how to spell it.
Yeah. Do you feel in charge? I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about.
I know I lost it too. Sorry about that.
Oh, man. What was the last thing you just read? The last niche red flag.
She said when they don't have pillows in their house because pillows are bad for you. What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. You said something about, I said, oh, it's because I said bad. I'm trying to retrace my steps. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how the fuck did I end up with Bane? It's because I said bad for your like spirit energetically or just like your body. Mm-hmm. I said, I was wondering what would make first. And that's how we got there. Thank you, team. Didn't need your help. Thank you. I'm like, yeah, no, you guys just chill. I'll figure it out.
No, it's fine. I'll put my bags in the car.
No, it's fine.
Drew and Billy came to pick me up from my house today.
Right.
And then I had to carry all my shit to the car. And I told Billy, no, it's fine. I got it.
Okay, she's acting as if she needs door-to-door service. I didn't know this bitch needed a fucking luggage carousel.
See, I brought like 12 bags.
She
with
brought
me.
Two. One was a duffel and one was a carry-on suitcase. And the reason why he didn't get out, because he always gets out and
no,
helps
they were
her,
laughing at me. Yeah.
Is because she was sitting on the front porch like she was waiting to go away for the weekend.
I was.
Which technically she was. She looked like she was waiting for the school bus. That's why. And I was recording her when we drove up because our windows were down and we were laughing at her. And then she just came to the car and started putting her shit in. It's okay. She's a strong, independent woman.
I don't need a man. And I don't want one. This next one's from Mo. She said when he tells people that he refused to go see Barbie whenever it's brought up. What like kind of men are you guys talking about?
Well, my thing is like, who the hell are you? Are you referencing? Like, to me, that means that's a multiple occurrence situation. Mm-hmm. Once, hey, you're gone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? One time. You get one strike with me. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty big fucking strike. It's not like we're talking about something so subtle. Mm-hmm. Refused. No way. Not going to.
Can't
Why?
Make me.
Here. Let's say you're telling me refuse. I'm not going to see that shit. And I ask you why.
Wait, I'm the
What's
man?
Your response? Yeah.
You asked me why I didn't go see Barbie?
Yeah. When you're like insisting to me that you refuse to go see it.
Yeah.
And then I go, why is that?
Oh, I hate women.
Do you genuinely think that's what they would say?
Yeah.
I'm being very literal. I just want to know what you think it would sound like coming out of their mouth. You know what I'm saying?
Well, maybe they're saying a bunch of other shit, but what...
But that's essentially what's being translated. Yeah. I know that.
You want me to say what I think they actually would say?
Yeah, like I'm curious
to know.
I
just don't get the hype. It was just like everywhere. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I couldn't go anywhere without fucking seeing ads for it.
Yeah. It's like a hipster thing.
Yeah, then I started about like being a girl. I don't need to see that, so... Like shit like that, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm curious to know, like, because obviously they want to say I fucking hate women and I hate what they love
and I hate when women have fun.
Yeah. I hate when women do things that bring them joy because like that's not what they're here for. They're here to serve me.
Yes,
that's the message that they so clearly want to say but can't because for whatever reason they think it would be uncouth.
Yeah,
right. Instead of just like a genuinely like. Instead, they think that's an unpopular opinion. They don't think that makes them a bad person. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, no, they think it's like a hipstery type.
They think it's just like
take.
I'm more of a Citizen Kane kind of guy. Like they think that's what the fuck it is when they're just like awful.
Yeah.
So, I was just curious what you thought like the verbiage would sound like in their attempt to disguise that very clear message.
All that, like that.
Yeah, I think that's more of an old head thing.
Okay.
If we're talking like a modern guy who's like progressive.
Like
and
a millennial.
Like, I'm not a misogynist.
No,
right?
I just like didn't get the hype.
Yeah, like I thought, that's why I said I thought that was a good way of doing it too. Because I think that would be a very common, subtle way of saying that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking too, they'd just be like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like, you know, as a man, like there's not really a lot of positive depictions of like us in film in a way that's authentic to what it's like to grow up like a man,
even though like every movie ever is about a man.
Literally every movie in the history, even movies that are made to be about women paint men in some light. Mm-hmm. think even ones that are specifically for women.
Yeah.
Are platforming men to some degree, including the fucking Barbie movie. And that's the fucking irony of it all, isn't it? But I just think it would be like, I don't know. I just feel like women have all kinds of stuff that talks about their experience, but what about man's, you know? Like, wish I had something
really
like that.
We're really looking forward to them remaking G.I. Joe, but they didn't.
Yeah, just like, I wish I knew what that felt like to see yourself on screen. Like, or they were just like, I don't really fuck with dolls like that. Like some bullshit like that. It would just be the most nonsensical thing alive. I would love to know what that guy's like explanation for that was.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
That didn't make you look like the worst guy alive. like I'd love to know.
It would be exactly what we just said. We just get like, yeah. this next one is from an anonymous person, and they said if they have a second Instagram account to post photography, but they aren't a photographer.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
And this is the part where men call me a hypocrite because I say to you that men's interests aren't real. And who cares about them? Everything they like sucks.
They would, yeah, but they aren't a photographer and then put the eyes emoji. It's always like Caesar's Flicks or something.
Yeah. It's like, it's like their name photo.
Picks by Jay. Yeah.
A curious perspective. Oh, everything men love. God, anytime they pay attention to anything, I'm always like, there are certain things that I am like, if men ever get a hold of this, they're going to ruin it. They're going to ruin it. They're going to make it the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. We must protect
at all costs.
One of them, and this is recency bias, but one of them for me is like anything with like the fantasy romance books that we all love. Oh my God. If they come in here, they're going to ruin it. Oh, they're going
to
ruin it.
Why? They never would. It's women enjoying themselves. They would never. Enjoy.
I'm just saying trying to write to appeal to women like.
Sure.
You have your things. These are our things. Yeah. Like that's what I'm like. Keep your things, your things. Like you guys keep sports, like fuck sports. Keep sports, whatever. I don't care. Because women's sports, too, I'm always like, leave them alone. Mm-hmm. You don't ever have to look over here. Mm-hmm. Like, that's your stuff. Face the wall. That's how I feel.
It's too much.
Ugh, it's terrible.
Okay, this next one's from CJ, and they said, if they say that they hate Beyonce because clearly they are misogynistic and racist.
That's a great one.
I agree.
That's and that goes for anyone regardless of gender identity.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Anyone who viscerally hates her for no, like, unless Beyonce herself has stabbed you, they shouldn't feel that way. Mm-hmm. Or if they say she's overrated.
Yes.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I agree.
You fucking liar. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should not be lying like that on God's earth. Mm-hmm. He will smite you down, bitch. That is just truly, too, to me, the most loser take on her. You can have your opinions, sure, on whether or not you like her musicality or her music. What you cannot say is that she's not fucking talented. Like, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah.
There are people I widely dislike in the entertainment industry that I can admit are talented still.
But I don't care for their music.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I can admit that they have something very special about them, even if I hate them as a fucking person. Like, even there are people who genuinely are rotted to their core human beings that are talented. Mm-hmm. That's unfortunate, but it's true. So don't you ever fucking say that about Beyonce. That's my point. I don't play about fucking Beyonce, dude.
I also just found myself, especially after Cowboy Carter, kind of judging people because I'm like, you didn't listen to it? You know how many people were like, I didn't listen to Cowboy Carter?
Well, and that being your reasoning behind why you don't think she should have won something is insane.
Well, that, and then like, I have never liked country music. There might be like a song I kind of fuck with. Same. And that's like how I, like Taylor Swift was my introduction to country music, really.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Beyonce. So I was like, oh, well, of course I'm going to listen to it. And yeah. It was one of my favorite albums that came out last year.
I agree. And to even if you only heard Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, even if you only heard those two, you're going to sit here and tell me they're not good? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. I've heard what you bitches listen to in country.
Mm-hmm.
Knock it off. Don't piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said you're just mad because a bitch can do it all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're just mad because a bitch can do it all and she can come into your house and take your shit too. That's what you're fucking mad about because you're used to doing it to others. Next. That's how I feel about that.
No, I agree. You're right. Okay, this is the last one we're going to do. This one's from Kenny. And he said, I hate when men suck in their cheeks to make it look like they have a stronger jawline and cheekbones. Like, be so for real. Does it look like I give a fuck? And I'm going to say, there are a lot of lesbians that do this too, and it makes me laugh.
If I, like, watch that happen in real life, like, in real time.
I have, and it's a lot. But there are lesbians out there that do this too. But I get it. It's funny.
That gave me the most like visceral and tangible ick.
Mm.
Oh my God. Like trying, but you know what that falls under the umbrella of is them like trying men to trying sexy. To be sexy. Okay. Yeah. So, and we all know how that makes me feel.
Yeah.
The other day, dude. Oh my God. What was I talking about with Billy? It was like, it was in that vein though of like men trying to be sexy. Oh, I remember what it was. I saw this TikTok of this guy like just very crudely describing a date or something. And I was like, this is so strange and weird. But I remember I was telling Billy, I was like, there is something about, and I'm being so for real when I say this. There is something about when straight men, like straight cis men, when they're trying to be sexy and stuff, or like look appealing, like they want girls to, like that you could tell, like, you know, when people comment, like, you know, he was trying to get into an edit or something, which is embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're watching someone try to be like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So people are like, wait, he's so sexy and he doesn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
That act, when I see it, whether it's in a TikTok video of a man I've never met in my life, never will, or in real life, anything in between, it incites a very like real and tangible rage inside me.
Okay.
Like to the point where I feel like sometimes I'm a bad person. And I'm being so serious. I'm genuinely talking.
I don't feel good about
it. I'm genuinely talking.
I don't like it.
I'm genuinely talking about it in therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm like, I wish nothing but the worst for them.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I get so angry. I get like hot and like upset. Like I get this very tangible. Oh, I can't even describe it.
No, I
just know when I sit in it, I feel awful.
You're like, I feel like a bad person. Yeah.
I like truly feel like bad.
Yeah, you're so real for that. Cause I just saw a TikTok the other day that said like, well, me and Drew were talking about someone in the car and I was saying, I'll be honest, I'm being a hater. I'll be honest. And like, I feel
which
like,
there is power in autonomy.
And
so.
I think that like, you're allowed to not like people. That's fine. Like, I don't care about that. But
well,
saying,
and most people would agree. Like, if most people were honest
I'm
about
saying
that,
you would free yourself.
Yeah, the world would be a better place. But, like, there wouldn't be as many awful people because you would be making peace with what you know is irrational.
Yeah,
because
it
saying?
Is. But I'm saying sometimes there are people where I'm like, I just don't. I like can't stand her, and I don't care. Like that's mean, but I don't care. But the rage that you're describing right now,
yeah,
that's how I feel anytime I get like really mad at someone. I'm always embarrassed.
Yeah.
It's too much. Do you know what I mean?
I get it.
And then, but mine's like, you're allowed to be mad at that person. And then I'm like, I don't feel like I'm ever allowed to be mad at anyone. But I know what you're talking about because I get embarrassed. Why do you think like the first time I ever got in a fight, I couldn't stop crying? And mommy goes, did you get hurt? And I said, no, I'm embarrassed because I don't act like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not who I am. So that's why I feel anytime. I feel like most women feel like that. Anytime you feel some sort of rage. I mean, yours is funny because it's like, I get that. That's the funny part of it.
Mine is so specific though, dude. Like when I say it's not men enjoying themselves necessarily. Like that doesn't feel good when I see it. Like I don't love that, but like it doesn't like... There's a very specific rage I feel.
No, I
when men are trying to be attractive, mm-hmm. and they are like, they have this like, it's like this stinky aura around them, mm-hmm. about it. Like it's like
yeah, a pig pen cloud. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, she's going to find this shit hot and I'm going to be like, whatever it. I feel like Bruce when he's like, that's good. That's how I feel. And my eyes.
Yeah. Intervention. Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to be good. Mm-hmm. It's so bad. I was telling Billy, like, I literally feel like an awful person.
Like one time you guys, we went to the airport, the three of us, because isn't that where we always are?
Right.
And we saw like four full grown men with like the tiniest suitcases you've ever seen. Dude. Walk into the airport. Like we're in the car and then
yeah.
Why were someone driving us?
No, we were going to Vegas, so we went to a smaller airport.
No, I know, but then, like, who dropped us off? Because I feel like only the three of us were laughing at that joke.
Mommy and Daddy dropped us off.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, Adam was meeting us there. Yeah.
No, but I was thinking of that. You're like, did you say what's the...
No, Billy said, oh, man, where are the boys headed? What do you guys think? And then I looked and I was like, fucking Vegas. And then they got inside. And all five of them, I'm not kidding, took out their phones, recording themselves in the airport, talking out loud, Vegas, all on their individual phones. And
so funny.
Shot in the dark. Kiss to God, shot in the dark. 20 seconds later.
Team
Vegas.
Team, if you live in Southern California and you've been like, okay, I'm going to go to Vegas, which I don't know why because I hate Vegas. I hate Vegas. Do you like it there?
What, Vegas? Mm-hmm. It's hit or miss with me.
I don't want to go. Anyways, yeah. I don't want
to
go.
If we're going to eat, like if we're going and I'm getting high and I'm walking around and I'm eating, I'm having fun.
Yeah.
Partying?
No.
No thanks.
But I'm thinking like when we go to, I was going to say, and you're like, oh, I'll just like drive. I'd rather just take a Southwest flight. You would rather fight the oldest, reddest guy you've ever met in your entire life for a seat on a flight that's a half an hour long?
No way, Jose.
No, I'm driving.
Yeah, we always, if we can elect to, mm-hmm. we will drive.
I'm driving
to Vegas.
Otherwise, you're fighting easier. Old men. It's always old people going to Vegas or the worst men you've ever met in your entire life.
Or Vegas.
Mexico.
Mexico.
Same shit. It's horrible.
Oh, God. Yeah, those are the guys that say, last night was for the movies. That's like their
last
captions.
Night was a movie. Yeah, with a devil emoji.
Purple devil emoji.
Yeah. Heart emoji, heart. That's gay. Sorry, not the heart. They would never do that.
They would never.
I meant the 100 emoji.
Yeah.
Then the dollar sign.
Or the dollar bills, like the stack.
That's what I meant. I can't speak right now, team. Sorry, that was good. That was so embarrassing. Sorry about that. Anyways, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you get Drew's book because it's amazing and it was on the New York Times bestseller list, period. Ish. Make sure you join our Patreon. We upload vlogs. We're going to be uploading parts of the live Vancouver show if you did want to see it. And not to suck our pee-pee too much, but it was our best live show we've ever done. I will say that. But other than that, we love you and we hope you have a good week. Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.